This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Air travel, as we update you on every now and then with those TSA numbers that I love so much, continues its long, slow climb back to normal. Well over 1 million people a day getting on planes now. That is aviation data point number one. Data point number two comes from the Centers for Disease Control, which said today, among other things, that people who are fully vaccinated are less likely to get and spread COVID. And so, timestamp here, one might reasonably expect a spring and summer travel boom. Data point number two. But it's been a while since airlines have had to have that kind of capacity to deal with the boom. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more now on why hiring pilots in particular is going to be tricky.
Airlines say they'll have to hire thousands of pilots, but those pilots may not be in the pipeline. Airlines used to recruit a lot from the military, says travel industry analyst Henry Hardeveldt. But after years of airline bankruptcies and mergers,
the military pilots looked at the airlines and said, you know, the bloom is off that rose. I'm going to stay in the military and complete my career as a pilot here.
And says airline industry analyst Robert Mann, airline pilots moving closer to retirement age just went for it when the pandemic hit.
Their companies made it either an economic imperative or an economic opportunity to retire early.
About 1,000 pilots retired from United Airlines alone since September. Yesterday, United told employees it was hiring 300 pilots immediately. It's not easy or affordable to become a pilot, says Faye Malarkey Black with the Regional Airline Association.
This career path, unfortunately, has historically very much been set aside for the elite. Families that have either private wealth or access to private capital.
Training, logging hours of flight time, paying for insurance. Faye Malarkey Black says student loans don't cover those extras. So they're often out of reach for lower income students, including those of color. 3% of commercial pilots are Black. To help fix that, she says the airline industry needs to pick up with training programs that paused in the pandemic. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.